ceremony. Christian clergy specifically, seems like moral and spiritual defeat to me. Somehow, in spite of everything we did to fight Al-Qaeda in the Middle East, we lost and they won. If Osama bin Laden was still alive, he'd be pretty darn happy to see us afraid to offer a prayer at a memorial service, don't you think? The cowering subservience to the inimical forces of secular political correctness is nothing new for Christians. Sometimes I think we forget that Jesus Christ was not only a lamb, but a lion. And while I'm certainly not the Pope and probably have no business interpreting Scripture, I think the lion part comes into play when we're involved in situations where the world asks us to turn our backs on God. In other words, situations exactly like Mayor Bloomberg's memorial service tomorrow. Tomorrow's service in New York is exactly when we need to wear the lion aspect of our faith instead of the lamb aspect. 10 years ago, 5 days after the Twin Towers fell, New York had a service in Yankee Stadium that was called Prayer for America, for which different religions were invited to participate. I have no problem with that. I firmly believe that interfaith prayer services strongly favor the Christian message because it's the true message. And yes, I know that the Muslim standing next to me probably feels the same way. That's cool. Let the messages compete. That day at Yankee Stadium, there were 37 individuals who spoke. 10 of them were secular speakers, politicians and such. Because, let's face it, when it comes to memorial ceremonies, politicians are like flies at a picnic. That left 27 people who were clergy or members of religious groups offering prayers. 12 of those 27 were Christian. 5 were Jewish, 8 were Muslim, and there was 1 Sikh and 1 Hindu. The numbers don't matter. What matters is how the Christian clergymen forgot to be lions. One after another, they stood and prayed and failed to mention the 2 most important words in the Christian religion, Jesus Christ, except for one man, an archbishop of the Armenian Church in America named Anania Arapagian, fresh off the boat from Azerbaijan, where Armenian Christians were persecuted and massacred by the Muslim majority, stood when it was his turn, walked to the podium, and immediately named his Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, our God, in this time of fear and turmoil, we turn to you. That was his first sentence. I wish I had a video of the ceremony so I could see the faces on the other attendees to see if they looked like somebody just farted in the elevator. There was fallout after the Prayer for America, directly related to the failure by 11 Christian clergymen to say the words Jesus Christ. Shortly after Archbishop Arapagian's prayer, Reverend David Benke of the Lutheran Church offered a prayer in which he took political correctness too far. He referred to Jesus as a Son of God instead of the Son of God. That's taking political correctness to the point of heresy, and it's completely unacceptable for a clergyman. Like a lamb, he tried to avoid offending anybody when he should have been lying and proclaimed the truth. Reverend Benke was suspended from his position with the Lutheran Church and asked to apologize to the member of his denomination. Almost 80% of Americans consider themselves Christian. Only about 4% identify with other religions. As we remember what happened 10 years ago, let's keep in mind the naked, awkward fact that 911 was done in the name of religion, and not shy away from the consequences of what that means simply because we're afraid we might offend somebody. We can quibble about who exactly the enemy is, whether it be Islam in general or merely a handful of fanatics, but to forget that religion is involved neglects the opportunity for religion to be the answer. Let's remember to be lions as well as lambs when it comes to our faith.
God bless America. Now that's common sense from JP.
Thank you, JP.
You're with Broadview on the eve of the 10th anniversary of the most horrific attack on the United States of America, and we'll be right back.
...1270 The Buzz.
Looking for a fantastic location with a showroom, warehouse, or offices? How about signage to more than 200,000 cars a day? Keep your company's name on your customer's mind with more than 200,000 cars a day driving right by your sign. Matley Properties has office, retail, showroom, and warehouse available with signage to Highway 395. Current tenants include Pacific Medical, Sandy's Electronics, Tropical Penguin Scuba, Mattech Engineering, MetLife, ScottCom, Americom Broadcasting, Hanger Prosthetics and Orthotics, and Reno Media Group. All these companies have something in common, more than just Matley Properties. If you have a business that is considering a move, they all lead in their respective industries. Call Matley Properties today at 848-9064. Today, more than ever, you need every advantage you can have. Location, price, curb appeal, and being located with some of Reno's most successful companies is what Matley Properties can do for you. That's 848-9064. Matley Properties. Be seen by more than 200,000 cars a day. 848-9064.
Gardening in our region has challenges, but it is not impossible to have a beautiful yard. Hi, this is Marnie Brennan, Garden Coach. Join me each Saturday at 8 a.m. on 1270 The Buzz for the Impatient Gardener and Interactive Garden Talk Show. You'll hear local and regional gardening guests that Saturdays at 8 a.m. on 1270 The Buzz, brought to you in part by the Garden Shop Nursery on Mayberry Drive at the Big White House.
The Buzz, an equal opportunity employer, seeks the help of local community organizations in referring qualified job candidates to this station and distributing information about job vacancies. Interested community organizations that wish to receive job vacancy notification should contact our human resource manager at 829-1964. 829-1964. That's 829-1964. Extension 203. Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back to Broadview. It's been pretty serious today with a 9/11 anniversary coming up tomorrow. And it means a lot to us all, and we've been through a lot with it for the last 10 years. And that was a wonderful common sense segment there, JP.
Well, thank you.
Yes. I mean, in God we trust, still on our money.
Bravo.
Tim Fasano's here, and also Wes is here. And Tim, you were saying you had something to add to that.
Well, absolutely. JP, I thank you very much for that, because that is such a moving statement to be made to American people and people in our district, because it truly conveys how most of us feel about 9/11 and actually the entire situation that we're in. But what we have to remember is that we have to, as Christians, we have to be able to willingly look at the reality in the situation that we're in. This is a war. It's an ideological war. And it is a war that is being fought over years and years and years. Like I explained to you, it started 230 years ago, and we're still fighting it. It's just now becoming very hot. As somebody that wants to be sitting in Congress, what I feel I would like to do is enter legislation, put it on the books, and have the Islamic Isolation Act.
Tell us about it.
What I feel it should be is legislation that eliminates and bars funding with U.S. taxpayer dollars, both direct and indirect, foreign aid and direct monetary contributions, support or payments in conjunction with any other forms of aid for any purpose to any individual, any group, any association, organization, business, corporation, or country that promotes, fosters, supports, or practices in a majority the so-called peaceful religion of Islam. Also, I think such legislation should remove the tax-exempt status of any individual and group association or organization that falls within those set parameters. And I think we have to be willing to face the facts. This is a war, and it is an ideological war, and if we don't get strong and act like a lion, we could lose.
What do you think of that, Jay?
Counting my blessings over here. I was very amazed at how far this war goes back, even though I know that we've all been in competition for our own religion and to practice that here in the United States since we became a union. And I think it's horrible that we can't just get along. I mean, I do. I think it's just...
Well, I'll tell you what Jay would say about your foreign aid thing. She doesn't think there should be foreign aid to anybody.
No, there shouldn't. I think that is one thing that we're going to cut in that budget with the 12 super...
So I don't know if you need to make it specific to Islam. I think it'd be better just to cut out foreign aid till we get our own economic house in order. What do you think?
Can we do that?
Can't we just do that?
Can we just cut out foreign aid?
We can cut out foreign aid, but
shorten our borders and come back a little bit and...
But here's the reason why I think this type of an act is necessary. We were just talking about 9/11 and all the events that have led up to 9/11 and also some of the events that have come afterwards. They're trying to put a mosque two blocks away from the World Trade Center site. And whose money is going to pay for that? They applied last week for federal funds, federal matching funds to pay for that.
Will they get it? No.
Well, if we had something like this, they would absolutely be barred from
getting it. We need to send you to Washington, Tim Fasano.
Thank you very much.
Don't forget to get out and vote for Tim Fasano for Congressional District 2. We're coming right back. We got the Blue Man today to lighten up this load today. Thanks for being with us.
Good, we need something
light. On Broadview.
1270, The Buzz.
Ever dreamed of working at Frightmare, Northern Nevada's largest haunted attraction? Auditions are being held Sunday, September 18th for performers in Northern Nevada's premier haunted attraction, Frightmare. Applicants must be a minimum of 18 years of age and be available during all show dates and times. Go to FrightMare2011.com for all the details on location and times. Frightmare is hiring. To audition, go to www.FrightMare2011.com.
This is an urgent message.